Hello, it's the post-match show. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Martin Fitzgerald, by Ian Salmon and Carl Kopak to go through Liverpool's latest results. And in the first half, Liverpool went 1-0 down in the glorified friendly before equalising spectacularly and sharing the prestigious Charity Shield trophy. I've got three gentlemen with me who are old enough to remember when they did used to share it. That was a thing, wasn't it, Carl?
Absolutely, yeah, I'm all for it. Let's bring it back as of this moment, immediately.
I just turned up. After 1918, that's what happened. I don't have to just parading it around now as one.
Yeah.
Those, I think it's Britannia because we're still allowed.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And sure, one of my highlights of the game was the fact that they asked us to be quiet for the National Anthem. That was nice.
It was the least enthusiastic National Anthem. I think with no fans in the ground, you really appreciate how much the players do not give a fuck.
No, and I also like the fact that they blew whistles. They decided at which end they were going to take the penalties. That was nice. That was a nice touch as well.
All very important. It's always a shame to sort of lose it, no matter how it is. Really, I mean, penalties in a community shield in front of no fans is probably the least kind of annoying way to lose a football match. But still, you'd rather have won it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I like winning games of fussy. I like winning shiny things, and there was a shiny thing on offer. I thought after the first half, I mean, we weren't great in the first half. We did a little bit. Second half, with the instruction of Keita and Minamino, I thought we did enough to win it in normal time. And I also have a theory on what stopped us winning it in normal time that I'll come back to in a bit.
I love a trail.
It's a good trail.
It's a writer. It's coming up with Act 2.
It's a conspiracy theory. It's Chekhov's gun. I've got a gun on the table. I'm going to... and tight on Brewster. It's a really tight thing to happen to the lads.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, they throw him on for the penalty, Martin. I mean, well, we haven't heard sort of Klopp's reasoning for it. I think it's the more just to sort of get involved rather than anything and give him the experience, and they want him to sort of feel part of it and things like that. I just wish he'd have touched the ball first.
Yeah, I think he took it badly. And I'm not just talking about the penalty. I mean, his reaction afterwards. You just hope that he can forget about that and just move on. I always think it's slightly dangerous to bring on someone just to take a penalty, but to bring on someone at his age without touching the ball, when you consider the players that were on the pitch, just to take a penalty is just a hell of a gamble, that.